Hi, I'm Anna Martin and welcome to the Flex podcast. It's Monday while I'm recording this and I had a wedding yesterday, so I'm a bit tired, but I wasn't drinking, so at least I'm not hungover. Excuse me. See, yawning already. But yeah, definitely did quite a lot of concealer under my eyeballs today. Big old bags. Right, anyway, we are talking about finding the time to do stuff. So first and foremost, some people are going to be ridiculously busy, right? And I'm not. If you're working like 895 jobs and looking after various different groups of people in your family and so on, like, you know, this is not aimed at you. Like, there still will be people who can tweak what they're doing to help to look after their own health and wellness a little bit more. And probably we should all be doing that, even if we're really busy, right? We can still focus on eating well. But the main point of this is sort of aimed at people who aren't working 18 hours a day, 5 days a week, okay? Because, you know, not all of us have the same timetable. But for most folk, we're working and there may be things before or after work that we have to do. But if we did try, we may be able to reallocate a little bit of time in order to free us up to move towards our goals. So everybody is busy. We're not all the same level of busy, admittedly, but everyone's busy. Everyone's a bit short on time. We live in a culture where we are almost, it feels weird if we're not working, especially if you're self-employed, if you're like me. If I'm not working on a weekday at any time, I feel like I'm cheating, which is ridiculous because most people finish work at like 6:30 and go home and then don't work. But I feel almost guilty if I'm not working at any point. So sometimes we have to kind of change the way that we're perceiving the stuff that we're doing in that week. For some people, like for me, fitting in the gym is obviously not tricky because I go to the gym to go to work and I have been doing this for 15 years. But there are other things to fit in that I would like to fit in to look after myself that I struggle to, inverted commas, find the time. And part of that for me is, for example, instead of doing yoga or going for a walk in the evening or whatever, I feel like I should be working. So I sit on my sofa and I do bits of work while I've got TV on in the background. So then I half feel like I'm relaxing because I've got the TV on. And then I half feel like I'm working. So in my head, it doesn't feel like a bad way to work. But it is still working. And I'm not actually having any brain space or time off. So then I get a bit angry and stabby towards the middle of the week. And I can't really be bothered to do any work at all. And it's just like, well, you haven't stopped, you plonker. You need to take a little bit of a breather and allocate some time to looking after yourself. I could be doing a face pack, reading a book and whitening my teeth. Like, why do I need to be, you know, doing bits and bobs of work and updating spreadsheets and stuff? It's like, get a grip, love. It's not that important. You can do it the next day. And these are the things that we sort of have to be able to do, is to, one, sort of get to a point where you can call yourself out a bit more. And that is one of the things that we're going to talk about in this, is that ability to be able to look at yourself from kind of an outsider's perspective, in terms of, like, I know I feel busy and I feel stressed at the moment, but realistically, I do have time to do this thing. I'm just choosing not to because I'm letting my stress and my overwhelm take over. But actually, the feeling of getting the thing done that you want to get, especially if it's exercise, for example, and nutrition based, because your food massively affects your whole, like, mental well-being as well. But exercise in particular is a really good stress reliever. It's really good at making you feel positive, releasing those endorphins, and both things will get you feeling successful and more confident in your ability to do things for your, like, for your fitness, your well-being, your health, your body. So what we're going to do just now is split this up into two parts. So the first thing is we're going to reframe how we think about the thing that we're going to do. And secondly, we're going to talk about how we actually find the time and how we can make it a bit easier on ourselves. So first thing, we're going to reframe how we think about what we've got to do this exercise. And we don't have to do anything. We all have free will. We can choose not to do it. the fact that one of the best ways to look after your body is to work out doesn't stop being true because we're not doing it, but it doesn't make it more true just because we're doing it. It's still there. It's going to be there all the time. So if you are happy to run the risk of not doing any exercise or any workouts to look after your body at all, then that's up to you. It doesn't change it from being true that we should be doing some form of exercise, but also you are not required to do it at all. And a lot of people can't do it. And that's another thing that sometimes we have to think about. Some people don't have the opportunity to move their body in the way that you have the opportunity to do that. And sometimes that can really help to reframe it. We can also start to think about it as something that we get to do. So rather than I have to go to the gym after work, I get to go to the gym because it relieves my stress, boosts my mood, makes me feel great. My body is starting to feel stronger. I don't feel so stiff and cranky when I'm trying to do things. I am feeling much better. And that's the thing with workouts and nutrition. We're doing it for our bodies, for a future health, and for the benefit of our family and for our mental health, because it helps with all of these things. Like when you think, oh, well, I can't have time, I can't find time to do it because I feel bad stepping away from my family. Your family, whether they realise it at the age they are at now or not, would rather have you healthy and around for a long time than they would having you, at home or attending to them when it's not required. So, for example, I'm not saying that you shouldn't be looking after your children at all, but there probably are, if they're not crawling around everywhere, there probably are short blocks where you would be able to get some degree of self-care in, whether that is prepping your food for the next day or doing a quick workout in the kitchen, or whether you can swap over on childcare and you get an evening off and your partner gets an evening off. There are different ways to work around things for most people that you can then use to create the time to look after yourself, to be better and to feel better and to have more positivity, more confidence, less stress, all these things for the people that are around you. Means we come back to our responsibilities feeling fresh. And this can be any type of responsibility. It certainly does me, even with work and even with my social life. Like sometimes if I've had a particularly, like a day where work is just getting on my tits, and we all have those days, right? You know, when you're like, oh, I just can't be bothered. I just want to retire and lay on the beach. You have these aggy days, get in the gym, go to work, and then go and train, and then afterwards I have to work again. But suddenly it doesn't seem that bad because I've done something for myself. I feel good, I feel confident, I'm feeling strong because the workout went okay. Also just nice to throw some weights about, to be honest, and get some stress out of there. We have like this thing where in our lives, at some point, for most people, our health will feel like it's the only thing that matters and the most important thing to us. And when we get to that point, we suddenly realise that we're going to put time into our nutrition and into the way we move our body and how we look after ourselves. When our health becomes so important that almost nothing else matters, that's when people decide to put the work in. But what if we were able to put that point off for as long as possible? Now, I'm not saying that nutrition and exercise is the solution for every single illness or whatever. That's definitely not the case. But if you can have a point where you still feel strong, you're still moving, your stress levels are down, you are mobile, you're muscle tone and muscle strength allows you to still do the movements that you could do like 30, 40, 50, 60 years ago. Your body is well looked after, so you've got lower risk of things like heart disease and type 2 diabetes and so on. Like that, we can do things to help our health matter, not matter less to us, I don't mean that, but the importance of it not feel quite so visible. If you know what I mean, you know what I mean. We get to that point where someone around us will get like told they have to do something now. And when you get to that point, it does make you do. Obviously, it's motivating in that way. But if we can get, if we can try to look after ourselves for as long as we can, we may be able to push back the point where that happens to us. Where we're like, well, I have to go to the gym now because I literally couldn't pick up my shopping today. We can, if we can push that point back, and hopefully in that case, get rid of it, right? If we can do that, then that is going to be beneficial not only to us, but to everybody around us. Also, you're going to inspire people, which is incredible. The second thing is the physical act of finding time. Now, I always say, as you know, start really small. I'm not coming in saying that you all need to be spending 5 hours a week in the gym. That's not it. But I would always start small. Whether you're going to start with your 15-minute walk in the morning for your working from home commute, whether you are going to get off at work and then walk into the office from a bus stop a bit earlier because it's nice and sunny, whether you're going to find 2 20-minute blocks to do your flex on the go workouts every week, maybe you're going to go to one class on one of the weeknights that you can get childcare on. There are so many small things that we can do that will make a big difference long term. It's like investing, right? Excuse me. Actually, it's exactly like investing. If you've got £1 million and you put it into a savings account with 4% interest, you're going to make more money back than somebody who's put a grand in. But that doesn't mean the person who's put a grand in shouldn't bother putting their money in the bank account. And that's what it comes down to with finding the time. People say things, yeah, but I don't have time to go to the gym 5 times a week. That doesn't matter because you are still making interest off your investment. You're still making health benefits, you're still improving your mental health, you're still moving your body, you're still improving your mobility and your strength and all these things. Just because we don't have £1 million to go into our bank doesn't mean that it isn't worth saving. And that's the key with this as well. Start small and don't have a go at yourself because you're starting small. Just do it and think, this, I'm really proud of myself because I wasn't doing this before. And this is something that I know is going to really benefit me. The second thing is to timetable it in. And actually timetable it in, put it in your Google Calendar, put it in your paper diary, tattoo it on your forehead, whatever works for you. But it's going in the diary and it's not coming out. So when your mate says, can I go, should we go out for another drink on Tuesday? And you literally saw them last weekend. Go, no, I will come out for a drink with you, but I'm going to the gym first. So you can come with me to the gym and we'll go for a drink, or I'll come meet you at the pub at 8. That's fine. We are just going to make sure that we are not cancelling our exercise appointment with ourselves, because as soon as we start doing that, we start doing it all over the place. And I know sometimes work things come up, or maybe you've got a really important wedding, or you know, like an important do, someone's birthday or something. But a lot of the time, once you start binning off your workout or binning off your class or your session to do other stuff, it breaks down that schedule that you've stuck to and that you were really proud of. Now, don't get me wrong, if you can just shift it to another day, great. But for a lot of people, that isn't possible around the other commitments that they have. So I would urge you, once it's in, make sure that you do it. Especially if it's something that you're struggling with at the moment, it needs to happen every week and it needs to be at that time, because we want that consistency and we want to be able to move forward. And the third part is to be disciplined. And I don't mean that to sound like some wanky dude on Instagram telling you, oh, I must have discipline. Can't be kind of a six pack without discipline, blah, blah, blah. That's not the kind of discipline that I'm talking about. But it is true, we do need to have discipline, because you'll start, when someone tells you, or the GP says to you, you need to start exercising because you're, I don't know, whatever health condition you can think of, your knees are screwed, so we need to build some muscle in your legs to help support the way that you move. And you're like, right, now I've got to do it. I've got motivation, I'm doing it. You start and you realise how long this journey is going to be. Because it is long. I'm not going to lie to anyone. You will start feeling better very quickly. And sometimes people can start to feel a lot stronger very quickly, because the benefits that you get at the beginning obviously happen a bit faster because you're nowhere near where you're top. the top amount of weight that you can move or anything like that. So you can often happen quite quickly because you're cranking your way up through the bits that your body's quite capable of. But everything else takes so much time. Like to build any muscle, to feel very fit, to feel very toned, whatever it is, it takes time and it takes consistency and it takes effort. And this is the thing. This is why we want to do small things to start it, because we are better off doing smaller things consistently over time than starting something that's ridiculous. Like I'm going from zero. Some people could do this, but most people couldn't. I'm going from zero to 5 1-hour workouts a week. Then I'm going to do a double cardio session on Saturday. Most people, when they put that in, wouldn't last longer than a week or two because it would just feel like too much. They would be knackered, they'd be pissed off, they didn't have their normal social life. You know, some people would be able to do that, but a lot of others wouldn't. So that's one of the reasons why I want to start small and gradually get that in there and then build it up, because the consistency and that ability to do those workouts, even if they're not super long, is going to be the thing that makes the most change long term. Doing like 6 workouts for 1 week isn't the same as doing 2 shorter workouts every single week for 52 weeks. We would rather play the long game for most people than we would just batter the shit out of it for 6 days. Excuse me. And I'll go back to my money analogy now as well. You've got a bank account for work. So they pay you and the money goes into your bank account. And this is the same thing, but with your body. So those workouts that you're doing go into your body's health bank. So it isn't there. You don't look at your bank balance on payday. You're like, oh my God, I can afford a house. That doesn't happen after payday. Or it definitely doesn't in the kind of circles I roll in. But we can't buy a house on the Friday, the first day we've got paid when we've been working a month. The same as we can't walk out of the gym after the first few workouts and suddenly look like Arnold Schwarzenegger. It doesn't happen like that. However, over time, when we're constantly getting paid by work, we're saving and we're being, you know, careful-ish with our money, but we're consistently putting bits aside and making sure our bills are paid and so on. Over time, we get a good credit score, we get save up a deposit to rent somewhere or buy somewhere, and we are able to go and do that. However, the same can be said for workouts. We're not going to suddenly look buff as shit straight away, but if we're consistently doing our 20-minute workouts, consistently going for walks, trying a bit of cardio, consistently trying to fit this in, we will eventually feel pretty friggin' ninja-ful, and our muscles will feel strong, we'll feel quite mobile, we'll feel like we have the confidence to go and try new things, and that's the key. It isn't... Unless you've got a certain type of headspace where you really just need a life overhaul and it's happening right now and this is 100% it and you're going to do it, that can work for some people, because especially if they've got a big motivator to make them do that, sometimes that can be really helpful. But for a lot of other people, it's just chipping away, just chip away, and make sure that you're consistently doing the right stuff, slowly moving the needle forward and slowly starting to feel fantastic. I hope that's been helpful. I'm tired. I nearly closed my eyes. I blinked at one point. I can't close my eyes again. I'm ridiculous. So good luck me. I'm going in to do my workout in a minute. So that's going to be fantastic. Might not even make it. I might be asleep on my bloody desk chair. Ridiculous behaviour. Right, I'm going to shut up. I hope that was helpful. Sorry for my very husky, deep voice. That's what happens when you go out 2 nights in a row. You don't get a lot of sleep. I'll see. Speak to you soon. I hope it was helpful. I didn't want that to feel like a rant, but with this find the time thing, I'd say like 80 to 90% of people just need to do it. Some people obviously are just not physically possible at the moment to fit anything else in. I 100% get that. But most people just need to pull their finger out their ass and just be like, you know what? I admit I don't have enough time to do the perfect workout program, but I do not need to be able to do the perfect workout program. I can just go for a walk with a friend. I can do some bodyweight exercises at home. There's a gym at work. I can do one 40-minute workout twice a week. You know, whatever it is, just grab it. Do it. Start to enjoy it. It is when we go in and we're thinking, oh, this is going to be shit. I don't really want to do it. I don't have time for this. This is stressful to me. It changes the way that we're perceiving something we're doing. Whereas if you think, oh, I'm really excited because today's my first day at the gym. I'm really excited because when I get home today, excuse me, I'm putting a film on for the kids and I'm doing my 20-minute workout. There is usually, for most people, somewhere that they can be flexible. Somewhere that they can find these little pockets of time to be able to do these things, whether it's exercise, whether it's nutrition, whatever it is. I know that you can do it. I know it feels like it's a lot to bite off and chew. What's the sentence? I don't know. Anyway, I know it feels like a lot to chew. I don't know what it is. Anyway. I can't even think what it is. Anyway, I know it feels like a lot to get stuck into, but just start small, but start. That's all that matters. Go out for a walk, follow along with one of my workouts for 20 minutes, do a dance fitness workout off my YouTube channel or flex in your living room. It doesn't matter. It is the box ticking that is going to make you feel like, do you know what? I can definitely do this because I've already done it once. And then that is what keeps us rolling. Be consistent over time. And by consistent, I don't mean you're doing 6:30 p.m. every single Tuesday, because that might not be realistic for you. But it means that we are definitely ticking it off and we're trying to do what we can to keep our exercise program on track without billing it off every time someone asks us to go out for a bag of chips. Anyway, I don't know why you go out for a bag of chips. Actually, I do. They are great, but yeah, you know what I mean. Anyway, shut up. Right, I'll speak to you all soon. Have a wonderful day.